Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Max.
So today it's the house of Bash Gabrielsen, and we talk to Jean-Philippe. Jean-Philippe, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm very pleased to talk with you about our cognac, Bash Gabrielsen.
Fantastic. So explain to our listeners, who are you and what do you do?
We are a family company. Since more than 100 years, the family Bash Gabrielsen take care of that company. And the lucky guy who is the master blender of the Bash Gabrielsen company. And it's very, very, very funny to work in that size of company, because we work with so many different kind of cognac from all the area in cognac district. So I'm very, very pleased to make those blend from different vintage, different style of distillation or process to age the cognac. And Bash Gabrielsen today is selling in the north of Europe, but also in the States, in China, and all over the world, in more than 35 different countries.
So Bash Gabrielsen is what we would call a négociant, right?
Yes, we are. We are. And in French, we say négociant éleveur. Éleveur means to care of the cognac to follow the aging process. So we work today with more than 150 different wine growers, distillers. We pick the cognac in different districts, Grand Champagne, Petit Champagne, Borderie, Fambois. And we try to find different kind of style to make the cognac, to create a very specific cognac with some characteristic we love in the Bash Gabrielsen company.
So that basically means today you do not own a vineyard. You really focus on selecting the best eau de vie you can find and then aging, blending, creating.
Yes, we have some vineyards, but it's quite nothing compared to our needs. I am personally owner of a vineyard from my family. We have a vineyard and distillery since several centuries. So today, this morning, I was distilling in my own distillery
before
to join the company. Yes, every day. And
so do you actually sell all your own private eau de vie to Bash Gabrielsen?
No, not only. No, but as you know, my company exists before Bash Gabrielsen. So my winery and distillery used to sell to one of the most famous companies in cognac houses. But that's true. Of course, I selected many cognac from my vineyard to join the Bash Gabrielsen sellers. And my first XO, fine champagne, I made was with some eau de vie from my father.
Can you talk about the fact that today Bash Gabrielsen still has cellars in the town of Cognac, but I think you're moving, right? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's true. We had several cellars downtown, but the problem is due to security. And also due to the quite good increase those last 20 years, we had to move to outside the city. So when I joined the company, we used to sell about 20,000 cases of cognac. And today we are more than 100,000 cases. So we really need to have a better cellar compared to our sales. So today, part of our cellars are outside the city, and we have also in our contracts with our wine growers, distillers, we plan to age part of that cognac in their cellars. It makes the possibility to have different kind of aging process. I mean, some cellars are drier than some other. They are and we select special wood for their cellars. It gets the opportunity to create different kind of cognac.
So that means you work with around 150 different wine growers and distillers. So do you also approximately age in hundreds of different cellars today?
Yes, we can say that. Different, very different kind of cellars. And we buy young eau de vie to them to bring in our cellar in Lusac-Saint-André. but we are very enthusiastic to select some cognac age in their cellars to create a different styles.
So, and does that, do you have partners in all cru, also in Bois Ordinaire and Bonbois?
Approximately, we have 80% in Grand Champagne, Petit Champagne, and Fembois. And then about 15% in Borderie and 5% in Bois Ordinaire, in Bonbois. And but we have interest with one of them is on the Oléron Island. It's interesting for the salty taste from the ocean they give to the eau de vie, but most of our Vanguard distillers are around the heart of the cognac district. Yeah. I want to select soil, and but also people who are making their eau de vie. I won't only work with Vanguard distillers. They distill only their own production. Coming from their own vineyard, so they are really enthusiastic in making their young eau de vie, and that creates something very special. And when I make blend, I always use only a few different distillers. I mean, I don't want to have more than 20 different cognac in the blend to be sure all the characteristic, all the character of those guys is in the blend. So that's why sometimes I find some very interesting soil around the Gironde, for example. There are some Fembois around Saint-Thomas de Cognac and those Lorignac, those cities, those villages along the Gironde River. I'm very enthusiastic with some very nice place, but with nice people who are very passionate by their job.
So how does it work? I assume you must be traveling quite a lot and you must be visiting your partners quite often, or do you taste most of the samples in your offices in Cognac?
I spend a lot of time in the offices, but I have more and more to travel all around the world. That's a problem for most of our colleagues, Master Blender. We are more and more outside the company, and it's a kind of competition between the people who want to go abroad to promote the our blends and our needs to stay there in our laboratory for taste.
Yeah, as you are the master blender of Bachelet Gabriel Zen, can you talk a little bit about the different lines and styles? I know that you have different, let's say, product lines at your house. So on the one side, you have the pure and rustic editions, and on the other, the sort of, let's call it the standard range. Is that a way to distinguish these two different lines?
The goal for Bach Gabrielsen is to show how the cognac region, the cognac product, is rich of very, very different styles. And thanks to people like cognac experts, people like you, we can help the consumer to discover all the cognac world. And that's my job, and that's fantastic to be a master blender in that kind of company. We are able to select very different cognac, to make different blends, to move to the whiskey style or to move to the very warm, old cognac style with a lot of wood, or to find something extremely floral or extremely fruity at low strength, at 40%, but also at 55%. We are very, very proud to show how the cognac is rich of many, many different kind of cognac. I think the biggest market, the biggest company don't have time and the logistic to show all that richness of the cognac district. So that's a great, great opportunity and challenge as well to select different cognac like the dry and rustic, or to more classic cognac or vintage cognac.
And you also experiment, because if we can quickly talk about two interesting products, because on the one hand you did a cognac which is called American Oak, and on the other hand you actually did an aquavit from Cognac.
That's really funny to move in different worlds, but always in connection. Bache Gabrielsen. I mean, when we move in the American Oak, we are inside the Cognac world, but with an open door to the American wood, American Oak. And when we move to the Aquavit, we don't want to follow the traditional Scandinavian Aquavit. We make one here in Cognac in the Charente spot still, and we add the Bache Gabrielsen style from our Cognac, and we age that Aquavit in Cognac Oak barrel. I think it's a very good thing to be open to all the fantastic products we can find in the world, and to give a local touch.
Absolutely. No, I really love that you try test new things related to cognac still. So let's talk about today's cognac. What do we have? What are we tasting?
We are testing the hordage. In French, hordage means out of age. It's too old to know how old is it. But of course, I know because I made the blend, so I know how old is it. But it's a very, very old cognac. And it's a cognac with only Grand Champagne. Those cognac over 50 years old are very, very fantastic when they come from Grand Champagne, because the Grand Champagne is the only one who can be still fresh after so long time in oak barrel. So the Grand Champagne, when it's 50 years, sometimes you can say, oh, it's fantastic, but we can wait 20, 30 years more. That's crazy, but that's really the characteristic of that fantastic area. So the hordage is only produce with a blend of different Grand Champagne. The oldest is from 1917, and the youngest is from the 60s. So it's over 50 years old Grand Champagne cognac.
So how many different lots do go into an hordage?
It's about 10 to 20 maximum. If we want to have a cognac, a blend with some relief, with the character, it's better for me and for Bache Gabrielsen to have a blend of only a few different cognacs. If you blend more than 50, 100 different cognac, you start to make something a little bit more flat. For me, we will lose a part of the complexity and of the freshness.
Right. And it's at 40%.
And it's at 40%, yes. The 40% is a classic strength due to the balance between alcohol and aromas. Of course, we can make some blend at 50, 55%. So it makes the flavors a little bit stronger, but the attack on the palate is a little bit more aggressive. So for some people, it's they like part of the pleasure to enjoy the complexity of the cognac due to the aggressivity of the alcohol. So that hordage, I think it's better to be around 40% to have that well balanced between the intensity of alcohol and intensity of aromas.
So yeah, let's talk about the taste. Let's look at the nose and the palate.
The nose is of course extremely rich and generous, because the bouquet is so complex. You can imagine every year we concentrate 2 to 3% of the aromas years after years during 50, 60, 80 years. So it's extremely complex, extremely rich in taste as well. So the Grand Champagne, who used to be floral, in that blend, they are, of course, but those flowers with a strong personality. I mean, more iris, those flowers who are very powerful regarding the flavors. And of course, there is mostly on the plate, the attack is, of course, powerful, but still oily and with a note of those very old taste of cinnamon, nutmeg, and red fruit as well. So it make a cognac with very, very strong personality. I think it's not a cognac for all the consumers. I mean, it's so intense and so complex. For some people, it's a little bit too much because it's extremely rich in taste and in complexity.
So what about the mouth and the palate?
The palate, the attack is round, smooth. The wood is not very, very strong because the challenge for me is to age a very old cognac without too much tannin. The risk is after so long time in wood, we have too much tannin. And the tannin destroy the aromas of the soil, the aromas of the grapes. Yeah, so the wood is extremely round and discreet. The wood is there to serve the complexity of the flowers and the spices notes. The finish is very, 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 very long. So many people used to say the Grand Champagne is extremely long in taste. And of course, that one is a Grand Champagne, so it's very long, but a very, very old Grand Champagne. It makes the aftertaste extremely rich and extremely long, like with the cinnamon, nutmeg, and a very, very long farewell.
Fantastic. Jean-Philippe, thank you very much for the introduction and this tasting. Have a great day, and I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Click See More to read about the bottle. If you like this cognac or you want to remember the taste of it, just click Review. Make sure you're logged into your Cognac Expert account to keep all your reviews in one place. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac. Au revoir!